Welcome to Steps to Being a Disciple of Jesus. If you want to be a disciple of Jesus, this series is for you. I grew up in church. I attended church all of my life. And for the past 40 years, I've not only been being a disciple, but have been helping people to be a disciple of Jesus. Through that journey, I've learned some very, very important things I believe that I can help you with if you want to be a disciple. The truth is, no one can make you be a disciple. You have to choose to be a disciple. Matthew 28, what we call the Great Commission. This is Matthew 28, verse 18. So Jesus came and he spoke to them and he said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always to the end of the age." It seems to me that pretty clear instructions. Jesus said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go and make disciples of all people groups. Now, the truth is that the old King James, the word is actually go and teach the nations. All of our modern translations will translate that as to make disciples. Basically, it means the same thing. But his instructions were for us to go make disciples. You can't make somebody be a disciple. You have to choose to be a disciple. Now, can we help people grow? Yes, we can. And that's what I've prepared this series for, because I really believe that what I've discovered over this journey that I've been on of being a disciple and helping people grow as a disciple will really help you. But basically, four primary steps, and I encourage you to follow along if you want to be a disciple. This passage is clear that we're supposed to go and make disciples. Now, let's talk about a little bit, what does it mean to be a disciple? The word literally means not only just to teach, but it means to be a disciplined learner. One translation says it's to be a pupil or to be a follower of someone. Obviously, we're supposed to be a follower of Jesus. So when we talk about a disciple is someone who is following Jesus. Again, if we're going to make disciples, we have to first be a disciple. Now, look at Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, where Jesus has asked them, that who do men say that I am? And Peter says, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Yes." Then later in that same passage, in verse 24, of Matthew chapter 16, it says, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Now, there's a lot there, but my point is that he's basically saying, look, if you want to follow me, so what is a follower of Jesus? A disciple. If you want to follow me, be my disciple, it says that you must deny yourself. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that you've got to take the focus off you. That is the problem that every one of us have. It's all about me. Everything in life is about me. I, me, my. And the truth is that what he's saying is, look, if you want to follow me, you can't be looking at yourself. You've got to, it's not that you just deny, the word is really deny the soulish impulses of it's all about me, and turn your focus upon Jesus. That is the essence of being a disciple. It's not about you. It's all about him. Now, again, think about the definition of being a disciple. It's a follower. So if I'm going to follow Jesus, I can't be worried about myself. You know, what he told his disciples when he called them, he said, they dropped their nets. They dropped whatever they're doing. He says, come and follow me. They just let go. They let go of all that. And they said, okay, we're gone. We're going to go follow you. So to be a disciple, first and foremost, you've got to decide, Or are you going to follow Jesus? Or are you going to keep pursuing your own pursuits? I'm not saying you don't work. I'm not saying you change life, but the focus of your attention is not on yourself. It's on Jesus. Now, let me talk about some characteristics of being a disciple. In John 8, this is the passage we're going to look at a number of times, but it's John 8, 31 and 32. And this is a passage that I think is so crucial to us, because if we're actually going to be a disciple, it says, Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So what he's saying here is that if you're really going to be my disciples, you will abide in the word. As we look at one of the key steps, we have to be a people that live by the word of God. But what he's saying is, look, if you're my disciple, the characteristic of you being a disciple of Christ is that you abide, you dwell, you remain in his word. It becomes flesh in you. And so it's very, very important to recognize that there, we're never going to grow. We're never going to be a follower of Jesus if we're not spending time in his word. Another characteristic, this is in John 13, 34 to 35. This is a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. I think trying to make a point there, we're supposed to love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So a characteristic you want to know, are you growing as a disciple? Are you a disciple of Christ? Is your love for one another. So we see two things here. We see, number one, a disciple is one that abides in the word, and it's the characteristic of that disciple abiding in the word is that we would love one another. John chapter 15. Again, we're talking about abiding and dwelling and remaining in him. John chapter 15, verses 7 through 8 says, "If you abide in me," again, it's always this if you abide in the word, if you abide in me, "my word will abide in you. You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple." In fact, later in John chapter 15, he says, "You didn't choose me, I chose you, that you would go and bear fruit, and your fruit should remain." So again, the characteristics of a disciple of Christ is one who abides and dwells and remains in not only his word, but in him. And the fruit of that is that we would truly love one another. John chapter 15 continues in verse 12, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. I no longer call you a servant, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends. For all things that you've heard from me and from my Father, I've made known to you." Isn't that amazing? That God would call us a friend? Well, is he calling everybody a friend? He's calling those disciples that lay down their lives and that follow him. He's calling us friends when we choose to love one another. He's calling us, he's just saying again, it's up to you. It's if you abide in his word, if you abide in him. That's the whole question. Are we going to pursue him? Are we really going to follow Jesus? That's what it means to be a disciple. Now, years ago, God gave me a dream. Woke up in the night, and I don't get a lot of dreams, but some dreams I've had are very significant in leading and guiding and directing me. I woke up with this, I had the number 4, P. And I thought, Lord, what is that? And he spoke to me. He said, passion, purity, power, and prayer. And I remember writing it down, getting out of bed, writing it down. I said, okay, Lord, what are you talking about? He said, that's what I want disciples to look like. I want disciples to be passionate for him, to love one another, which we've just been reading, actually. But he said, I want you to love me, and I want you to be a passionate person for me, not lukewarm. He says, remember in Revelations, it says, either be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. be something. And he wants us to be hot for him. He wants to be a passionate people. He wants us to be a worshiper, constantly giving thanks and praise to him for all that he's done. He wants our heart turned toward him. And that is depictive of being passionate, that we'd love him and we would truly love one another, that we'd be true worshipers of him. The next one is purity, living by the word of God. Purity is not acting a certain way. It's allowing the word of God to work in us and that word to work in us to change us. And he wants us to be disciples of purity, that we would walk in his way. The next one is power. He wants to empower us to be his disciple. So he wants us to be disciples of passion, passionate for him, purity, living by the word, power, be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And the last one is prayer, that we pray without ceasing. He said, that's what I want my disciples to look like. So if you're going to make disciples, you need to always remember that those are the four characteristics that we've actually talked about in Scripture, but we've talked about passion, purity, power, and prayer. You're passionate because you focused on the Lord. You're walking in purity because you're living by the Word of God. You're empowered by the Spirit of God so we can be who He's called us to be. And prayer is our communion and connection with Father by the Spirit. That's what He wants us to do. So I'm in this session, this first part, by what I started in the very beginning. Do you want to be a disciple of Christ? If you want to be a disciple of Jesus, then you have to choose to take personal responsibility to be a disciple. Can't make you. Nobody can make you. And if we're going to do the command of Jesus to go make disciples, we first must be a disciple. I've got four steps that I believe that are crucial to helping us be a disciple. Things that I've learned over the years, things that I have that God has helped me with, and I really believe they will help you. And so I want to pray. I want to pray. If you want to be a disciple, this is the place for you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for everything you've done in our lives. Lord, we want to be a disciple. We ask you to help us. We ask you to guide and direct each and every one of us into the truth that'll make us free. We ask you to help us to turn away from ourselves and turn wholeheartedly to you. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you for everything you've done. You have blessed us, and you've given to us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Now, Lord, we love you. We bless you. Help us on this journey. Help us to be disciples that follow after you. We love you. We bless you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.